command was the best way to deal with people like him. When we're down, first priority is to take out the factory. Target supply lines, power lines, conveyor belts, heavy lifters, whatever looks essential. Don't stop to count kills. There will be plenty of hexes for everyone. And remember, they redesign fast, so don't take anything for granted, even if it's not moving. We don't know exactly what they're building down there. Treat everything with caution until you've blown it sky high.
20 seconds,
came the announcement from the transport's bridge. The bay doors opened, letting in the light of the black hole. It happened in near silence, since there was no atmosphere outside. Only mechanical vibrations came through her suit, and the harness holding it in place, adding a low whine to the general hubbub.
10 seconds!
The transport rotated to bring its bay doors directly in line with the planet below. Hundreds of troops held their collective breath at the sight. Sabaton looked forbidding enough in holo projectors. Rivers of lava, near-molten mountain ranges, and patchy mirror flat lakes, now known to be sheets of gleaming metal, frozen solid, were clearly visible through the hazy atmosphere.
5 seconds!
One last burn put the transport on the correct trajectory. Their destination was the pole, on a completely different path from those heading for the equator. Shigar was among the latter cohort. And even in that moment, with the voice counting down individual seconds, she had time to think of him and to feel a sudden flash of shame and hurt.
1, go!
Suddenly she was weightless, and the transport was rising above her, repulsor lips flashing, receding rapidly as she fell. All around her were troopers adopting the same position as her. Face forward, arms and legs swept back into straight lines. There was no drag as yet, and there wouldn't be for some minutes. But atmosphere was unpredictable. She'd heard of limbs and even heads pulled right off by simple telemetry errors. The deceleration, when it came, would be crushing.
Good launch, people!
Came Major Cha, just one suited being among so many. Clumps of TRA-9 battle droids hung motionless among them, as silent as stone.
Now find your squad mates and tighten up your formation. Maintain calm silence at all times. Going to intel blackout? Now!
Lorin's helmet views suddenly simplified as the company's network went largely dormant. In order to present the illusion that the falling objects were innocent debris, there would be no internal chatter and no data feeds from the ships above. It would stay like that until the ground was just seconds away. Until then, barring emergencies, it was just her and the data collected so far. She felt strangely isolated, descending among so many people without exchanging a single word. Other falling troopers, identified by bold black markings on their helmets and chute packs, clustered into groups of 10 or 12, and those groups in turn fell into their own formations. She stayed where she was, and let her squadrons fall in around her. A rough color-coding system had been improvised to ensure the mixed troops didn't get their command lines tangled. Like the rest of the lieutenants, brevet or otherwise, Loren's helmet was green. The three sergeants were blue. Major Cha was orange, hanging on his own in the center of the formation. From far across the other side, she saw another green-helmeted figure give her a thumbs up. She returned the gesture, knowing it was Hetchki. One of her sergeants approached, attitude jets puffing to bring him into physical contact with her. It was Nerung. They touched